Welcome back to the Barca Breakdown Podcast. I'm your host, Youssef, and I'm here with my co-host, Adam.
Hey, guys. Thank you all for tuning in today.
Hey,
we're getting a little fans. We're breaking in here from the normal video to say it would mean a lot for us if all of you guys would go to YouTube, look up Barca Breakdown, one word, and subscribe to our channel and like our videos. We know some of the content is the same, but you know we try to provide some added value with images, and you get to see Yus and I talking, sure, interacting with each other. So it would mean a lot for us if you could go to YouTube, Barca Breakdown, subscribe to our channel. We're trying to make a lot of videos this year, as well as the podcast you guys already love. That would mean a lot. Thank you so much.
Please also turn on notifications. Share with your friends. Please link our videos to your friends and family. Get a little bit more exposure.
Yeah, grandma. I know your granny might not be a big fan, but that doesn't mean she can't subscribe.
That's very true.
Just kidding, guys. Thank you so much. So much. Let's get into it, Yus, because we had a pretty wonderful week, right? We were a little mopey around here after the Clasico, right? Talking about refs. A little bit upset. But like I said then, Yus, there's a lot of games to be played. And Real Madrid are still in the Champions League, and I think they might prioritize that more. And here we go. We just had midweek Real draw to Betis, and we beat Getafe. Unfortunately, due to real-life work reasons, we couldn't record after that game. But we had a good game. We won. We've won 6 points in the last 2 weeks after this Villarreal game today. And now we are tied with Real Madrid.
Game in hand.
With a game in hand, at second, looking up at number one Atletico, who are about to play Athletic Bilbao right now.
Yes.
So Bilbao was awful in the Copa del Rey final, so I'm not hoping for too much. But let's get into it, Yus. Mm-hmm. What do you think about it? I mean, this is an ideal situation, right? Like we said last week, the situation's the same. But thankfully, hey, we have 6 points since last weekend. And there are now only 6 games left in La Liga for us to win to become champions.
I think it's very doable, right? On the streak that we've been going on, beating some of these teams, Villarreal was a team that I thought would have been a little bit difficult. I also had said that...
Well, yeah, I mean, right there, Villarreal, really good team, right? Yeah. They're about to be in the Europa League final. Don't think Arsenal have a chance there. But, you know, we're talking about a team that's right outside of fifth and sixth in La Liga. So, you know, besides that Atletico game on my birthday, which we all have circled, you know, this was...
May 8th, guys.
This was probably our hardest game that was going to come up. And so I'm very excited that we took the points today.
Yeah, and like you were saying, 6 points is fantastic in a week. You know, Griezmann scoring, Messi scoring, 5-2 against Getafe that we're going to quickly talk about. And then today, 2-1, didn't really super bolster my feeling today. But again, we're saying Villarreal, a little difficult. But let's get into Getafe review real
Boom,
quick.
Boom, man. Messi was on another one, Yus. Mm-hmm. So we remember, right, the Getafe game. Messi had that great first goal with the pass from Busquets. Great vision again from Busquets, who's looking resurgent under this new 3-5-2 under Koeman. He scored on a breakaway with a great run. I'm not, you know, saying it's true, but ever since he shaved that beard, Messi's looking faster. I think he looks better. Anyways,
anti-beard, by the way, but
a little bit, a little bit, right? And then we also had a own goal come off Lenglet's arm, right, for the second goal. Then they came back, Getafe, and had the worst own goal I've seen in a tight league race in
How
a long
do you
time.
Do that, dude?
Just kicked it right, basically. The defender kicked it right in the net. Then we had Messi. Again, he is insane right now. Scored a goal, passing it to himself off the post. Mm-hmm. Araujo, unfortunately, in the second half, committed a pretty bad foul in the box. But, you know, I was really glad, seriously, to see Araujo after the game basically take blame, say he wasn't, you know, focused enough and that he needs to get better. And then we had a nice goal, right, following that up by Araujo, who kind of saved himself.
Beautiful
from
header.
That. Beautiful header. You know, one thing that shouldn't be overlooked with Araujo is I hope he's on the team for a long time, especially with Lenglet looking shaky and Piqué looking a bit older nowadays.
Sure.
But, you know, Araujo, if he's healthy and can put in crosses from Messi from the corner, he could score 5-10 goals a season, which could be a huge deal, right?
I've been saying this all season. Araujo's one of those players, big dude, can come in. Especially on set pieces. We don't have a large set piece presence in a lot of these games.
Besides Araujo, free kicks from Messi.
Sure, but even then this year, compared to previous years, he has not been placing these in the net. Mm-hmm. You know, so Araujo's great. And then the last goal was wonderful because Griezmann got forced a penalty in the box. A little high kick from the defender.
Messi, on a hat trick, who's fighting for the Pichichi, what he did for Neymar a few years ago that I'm sure you all remembered. He gave the penalty away to Griezmann. And that brings us to today's game against Villarreal where, you know, did that penalty give him the confidence needed to score that wonderful brace today? who knows, right? But as we get into the lineup against Villarreal, where we employed the 3-5-2 again, there was one big thing I noticed against Getafe. Sergio Roberto does not play well as that right wing back in a 3-5-2.
He's kind of lost his space in there.
Unfortunately, yeah, he really can't create anything offensively that's comparable to Dest. And, you know, it's different, right? If you're playing as a back four and you're that right back versus if you're, you know, in that 3-5-2 and you're kind of that right wing back where you're going more forward, that really just doesn't suit his game. I mean, you know, there were even criticisms of him for years, as we all know, in the 4-3-3, but this 3-5-2 does not suit him at all. So as we, you know, he started in the Getafe game as that right wing back. This game, we've had the same lineup, except we just put in Dest for Roberto, and we looked way better, right? So we had Lenglet, Pique, Mingueza, Alba, Pedri, Busquets, De Jong, Dest, Messi, Griezmann, with Dembele coming back from an injury, right? He wasn't even in the squad against Getafe. He's having some pubalgia, possibly some sort of pubic discomfort, but it looks like he's back in, which is good to see. And he even came on as a sub, right? So looking at the lineup use, pretty standard, right? Nothing there that's too surprising.
Nothing Koeman has really switched up in the last, I don't know, 3 to 5 games. You know, there was a little backlash from the Getafe game when Mingueza was complaining a little bit, but we were happy to see him come back starting today's game. Yeah.
I mean, that was a big blow up, right?
Yeah,
that's a good
sure.
point. Is
yeah.
that I was, you know, I think I texted you this morning. I was glad to see Mingueza in because there was a lot of news about how Koeman yelled at Mingueza for going too far forward against Getafe and how when, you know, Mingueza came off the bench and tried to like talk or like, you know, shake Koeman's hand, he was a little upset. Hey, guys, it's his first season as coach. You know, we don't know for certain, but his job might be on the line if he doesn't win La Liga, right? It might be on the line even if he wins, but certainly this is a big deal for him. It's a big deal for the club in a rebuilding year to come out and win La Liga. And so, hey, things get heated. You know, for reports say that Mingueza and Koeman talked it out, they're fine, and I was glad to see Mingueza in today.
For sure. But, you know, aside from that, I was happy to see Frankie kind of stepping up again in the not sitting or not being in the back line.
Sure.
We've seen that he's kind of transitioned back forward, playing more offensively.
And happy that's one question that. I have for you, right? Uh-huh. Is, you know, if we remember when Frankie was in that back three a lot, that was when PK was out.
Sure.
Now that PK is back and healthy, do you ever expect to see Frankie in the back three line?
No, I don't think we need it. I think it would be kind of a waste of his talent. I think he's kind of proven that in the last few games.
Sure.
He's making great runs, great passing. He's also seeming to be more involved in the scoring process, which is something we really needed because a lot of the time we've complained, Messi seems to be the only one creating. As we saw today,
this team is slowly inching
slowly
away
from that,
you know, Messi dependencia, like being all reliant on Messi. One last thing about the lineup use, which, you know, we'll go into the game in the second half where it looks like there was a lot of tired Barca players. Everyone's been clamoring, Pedri's too tired, he's too tired, right? You know, as we get down here and we have 6 games left, right, it seems like it's not going to work to play Alba, Frankie, Busquets, and Pedri every single game.
Sure.
So, you know, going forward, what do you think we can do to try and rest some of these players?
It's really hard to say that, and the reason I say that is because at the end of the day, we're talking about 6 games left to
six
win
finals.
To win this league, right? Mm-hmm. We have to pretty much put all our cards on the line. We don't have to worry about Copa. We won that. We don't have to worry about Champions League. Mm-hmm. We're out. What do we have left to really like push our pieces? Nothing. This is the last
6 games of the season.
Yeah, it's the last haul. This is the last thing that we have to do. I think like there are times where we don't need to maybe start Pedri or maybe have him subbed off a little bit earlier. Today, We subbed him off, but, you know, he didn't look too hot. So I thought maybe, you know, a little bit off the ball, a little bit tired, a little bit slow, not too interactive. That's okay. But I think that we still have a lot of things we can transition. You see how Koeman has been able to utilize different formations, different play styles, and still win some of these games. I just think he has to make maybe a little bit more proactive subs to make sure that these players are resting enough. But aside from that, it's a little bit hard to do that because, like we're saying, it is the last stretch.
And it's working, right? So, like, you know, as it's a good thing that the coaches don't listen to social media and, you know, people's who's...
Oh, here comes the pooch.
Yeah, well, I mean, okay, well, no, what I was going to say is, though, is that, like, you know, if he makes a sub and, you know, a lot of people clamor about Ricky Pooch or Elish or even, you know, Pjanic or Trincao, if he tries to put one of those people in for Pedri or for, you know, Frankie maybe to give them a rest, and we lose, oh my God, Koeman, what are you doing? For you sure. switched it up, right? It's 100%. Kind of a damned if he does, damned if he doesn't type thing. But I think overall, I think we need to see Firpo in a few games, right? And
I for Alba.
I mean, he's, you know, he was a joke like two years ago last year.
Terrible.
Yeah, I mean, I think his first game, he got a red card or an own goal. And, you know, he hadn't been great for us. But this season, we've seen like a lot of players under this new formation that Koeman's working with, 3-5-2, 3-4-3. You know, certain players are having a resurgence, and I think Firpo could do a good job in for Alba, at least to give Alba some rest, because, you know, he's getting older. The
and
other
Busquets.
Thing, Busquets too, right? Yeah. That's the beauty of Frankie, is sometimes we can put him as the CDM. He's not always, you know, 100% perfect in that role because he doesn't play it very often, but, you know, we should do some rotations. And then, yeah, I mean, you know, maybe this Granada game coming up is a good time to rest Pedri and maybe put in Elish to start the game, or
which would be kind of crazy. I don't think he started a game yet.
Maybe one, but yeah, maybe not either. But you know, Ricky Pooch also could get a start, get him some time in. I think they might have started some Copa games when it was like before the quarterfinals.
Sure.
Anyways, no matter what, we do have to make some rotations here, right? I'm glad Araujo's back healthy, because then we can have, you know, Araujo, Pique, Lenglet, Umtiti sometimes, you know, and then up front, you know, some days we can rest Griezmann, some days Dembele, you know.
Sure.
Another question that comes up is, do we need to start resting Messi? But I think, you know, God willing, after he survived that horrible tackle today that got a red card, he should be good to go.
Sure.
So let's get into the game.
Yeah, let's talk about it. So, you know, the game's opened up. I think both teams kind of had a little bit of possession, a couple opportunities. One, namely, is the Frankie de Jong received a pass, and I don't know how he missed that, right?
So close.
It was a beautiful attempt, but this is an example of Frankie de Jong coming up, playing this offensive role, making chances and creating something so close that we should have scored that. That would have pretty much secured I was a little iffy, you know, later in the game, but that would have secured our win more steadily as the game went about. But, you know, after that chance happened, we have Chukwueze.
Yeah.
Make a wonderful run. Stegen came out, tried to defend it, couldn't.
No, Alba slipped, right?
Alba slipped,
that was
right.
The goal where, unfortunately, Jordi Alba slipped.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he was really far in the center of the pitch, so I feel like Lenglet or Pique should have been there to, you know, defend somewhat.
But why didn't Pique slide on that? That's my question. He was right there. He could have slid at least to try to snuff it out. I know it's not the easiest thing, but...
Sure.
Seemed like he just ran and was
Alba
like, nope.
slipped, and then they scored. But thankfully, right after use, Antoine Griezmann, the hero of the Copa del Rey, came in with an immediate, wonderful chip goal. Right. So beautiful.
I thought that was one of the smoothest goals he's had, maybe on all of Barca history.
Yeah.
His play time on Barca. You know, he seemed, one, controlled. He seemed, two, calculated, and three, calm. And I think those are the things. Sometimes he gets in these situations where he's maybe just has a little bit of anxiety and, like, worried that he may make that mistake. Because you've seen this season, he's made some of these mistakes. He's
not finishing.
And I think those things have kind of unsettled him. But today, I didn't see any of that. He seemed happy. He seemed excited. He seemed energized, confident, you know, whatever have it. And, you know, maybe that's coming from... penalty from last game against Getafe that Messi gave him. Savior of Copa del Rey victory.
Scoring in the final.
He has the trophy now. He has made something on Barcelona so far, and I think that is something that has boosted his confidence. I just hope that rolls over to next season.
Sure.
But,
and then, you know, he scored the second goal.
Yeah,
right?
Of course.
Right? It was before halftime.
Mm-hmm.
He put away a nice opportunity. The, you know, the Villarreal defense kind of tried to do a backwards pass. Griezmann was doing what he normally does, which is, you know, pressing hard and working to get the ball back. And then, you know, again, another beautiful finish to the bottom left corner. So Griezmann overall did really well this first half. I thought we saw a lot of great play because Dest was in for Sergio Roberto. And, you know, like you said, Frankie de Jong was making runs. Messi was a little bit quiet but grew into the game. Dest, I thought, offensively was doing a good job down the right side to try and get the ball in. Alba had some crosses that, you know, Messi almost put in, and like you said, Frankie almost put in. And so, you know, we created a lot of chances in that first half. And then there was the second half, right? Which was, I think, pretty baffling for all of us because of two reasons. Both that must go under Koeman's, you know, watch, right? One, he put in Sergio Roberto for Dest, which, like we just saw in the previous game against Getafe, did not work well.
Mm-hmm.
And lo and behold, did not work well in this game. The other thing is, you know, you have to feel after how the first half went, And then the second half was so toothless and spineless, and we didn't really attack for a third goal, even when Villarreal went down to 10 men because of that awful tackle on Messi, right, with that red card. You have to think that there was something there that was coached to, you know, have the team play more defensive, or, and this is, you know, a little bit worrisome, the players are just too tired to really run out there for that full second half.
But it just seemed like we were leaving them with too much open space. We were we didn't have good possession. We couldn't maintain possession, I should say, right? If you look at some of the end game stats, it was almost a 50-50 split on possession. That's not really normal for Barcelona. Barcelona usually ends up around like a 70% possession, along with something like 600 to 800 passing, I think.
Sure.
And this game seemed like about 500 passing on Barca. Villarreal had about 400 something. It just seemed like something was a little bit off in the second half. I don't exactly know what it was. Of course, like, we're talking about possibility that we were tired.
Yep.
But at the same time, why are there so many holes in the defense? We have three men back there: Mingueza, Lenglet, and Piqué, a seasoned defensive player. Why are we leaving so many of these holes? I don't really...
Yeah, it's a good question. You know,
where was our midfield and controlling?
We subbed off Dest, which, again, we think is the wrong decision.
Sure.
We took off Pedri for Aleix, which, you know, was pretty good, and Aleix had a few chances up front. I think we were a little bit late in putting on Dembele, especially once they went to 10 men. Immediately, that's the type of game.
Dembele's zone.
Yeah, where he can be running, you know, at less defenders and hopefully get on the break. And, you know, his first run of the game, he had a pretty big mistake and lost the ball. But then, you know, he made the pass to Frankie de Jong that almost, you know, sealed the game with a Frankie goal. And so... It just, yeah, I think the team is just tired, you know, especially after that Clásico, right? That was such an emotional drain. Then we come back and we have the Copa del Rey final. Then we had a game on Sunday. We played Thursday. We played again, or Sunday, then Wednesday, and we played again here this Sunday. And so it just seemed like, you know, the season's getting really tough. It's getting really compact here, and every game is huge. And, you know, we do have... It's interesting because we have some older players who can't play every day, and then like younger players too. After a full season, they might not have been used to playing every game at such a high level.
Sure.
And so, you know, all around the team, we were due for a rest. We're not going to have it. And so, you know, we just have to hope that Koeman's going to be able to make the rotations necessary so that, you know, we come out against Granada and we show up big, and then, you know, we have a big game against Atletico.
Of course. And to talk about the Granada game, you know, just to highlight some of the things. I believe the last game we played them, it was a quarterfinal Copa del Rey game. We beat them 5-3, not the best, letting up three goals. But then in La Liga, our first leg against them, we had beaten them 4-0. And I think Griezmann and Messi both scored a brace in that game. That's one of those things where I think that, you know, that could be reproduced in a team that we have beaten twice already this season. We know their play style generally. I think our player, we've played them several times. They're not super high on the list, not super low on the list. I don't think it's going to be, you know, walk in the park necessarily, but I don't think it's going to be a make or break game.
You know, I think Granada actually we played three times this year because the Copa was over two legs.
Oh, sure.
And I believe we had to come back in that second one pretty late. So they have given us some trouble, but, you know, I think all we can look forward to is hopefully some rotations to get some rest, and then, you know, the team to come out and...
We got to prepare for Atleti. That's the
true.
Big one.
Yeah, I think we have two games before Atleti. We have one midweek Thursday, one next weekend, and then the following weekend will be Atletico on my birthday.
Don't forget, guys, May 8th.
Yes. So, hey, thank you guys all for watching. We hope you enjoyed the video. Please subscribe, please like, and please have a great week, and let's get ready for the next Barca game. If you have any thoughts or questions, hit us up on Twitter and Instagram at Barca Breakdown. We're always there to talk to you guys and figure out what's going to happen next and what we should cover next. Thank you.